hundreds and hundreds of places to choose from, exciting vacations are within the grasp of almost all Americans these days. No matter what their holiday tastes are, for millions of American families, much of the fun of any such trip is in the planning. That is, if they all agree on what's a good vacation. There seems to be a difference of opinion in the Bennett family, though. And Charlotte Bennett, obviously, is taking no part in the planning. So she's outvoted on this summer's vacation. The Bennett family will camp out in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. When the Bennett family decided to take a camping vacation, they joined a growing throng of outdoor lovers who have learned that today's equipment and convenience make this kind of vacation easy. It's easy, too, on the pocketbook, for there's no need to buy a lot of expensive equipment to enjoy camping. Here's some of the equipment the Bennetts will carry. These are basic pieces required for comfort. A cotton canvas tent, sleeping bags, a gasoline stove, and a food chest are the major items. Everything has a place. Proper packing means easier unloading and setting up once the campsite is reached. Everything loaded, and they're on their way. At last, they enter the park, probably the most popular of any in the country. Located on the Tennessee-North Carolina border, it embraces 800 square miles of unspoiled wilderness. The mountains are wrapped in an eternal smoke-like haze that rises from the dense plant growth. This beautiful park forms a majestic climax to the Appalachian Highlands. Many peaks rise above the 6,000-foot level. First stop for the Bennetts is park headquarters. They want advice on campgrounds, and there is no better person to give it than a park ranger. He's anxious that all park visitors enjoy their stay in the mountains. Spacious, well-tended campsites abound in the Smokies, and campers have a variety of choices. Rangers keep tab on each campground and know which are crowded and which have room. Cataluchi Campground, tucked away in a high mountain valley, sounds intriguing. Arriving at Cataluchi, the Bennetts begin a search for a campsite. Other campers already are tasting the joys of outdoor life. Popularity of family camping is seen in the many umbrella tents dotting today's campgrounds. They'll easily sleep five persons. This one, colored glacier blue, demonstrates how tent makers cater to feminine tastes. Flexible, lightweight tents of new and unusual design lend the campground an almost holiday air. A tent combining advantages of the umbrella style, which has no unhandy center pole, with those of the roomy wall tent was chosen by this camping fisherman. Like most modern tents, it's made of cotton canvas, a strong, porous fabric that turns the rain, but permits free passage of air. This ability to breathe means no moisture will collect inside the tent to drip down on the unwary camper. This colorful orange tent, nicknamed the Mount McKinley, won its title after passing rugged tests on North America's highest peak, where it withstood winds up to 80 miles an hour. Made of rugged cotton canvas called airplane cloth, it weighs only 11 pounds and can be pitched in 5 minutes. Finally, on the banks of sparkling Cataluchi Creek, the Bennetts choose this campsite nestled under the hemlock and pine. Everyone has a job to do as the car is unloaded, but Charlotte wanders off and perches on a nearby table. following some simple rules, Dad and Donnie find the task of setting up camp comparatively easy. They choose a smooth, grassy spot with a gentle slope to ensure drainage. From the time the first corner stake is driven in, until the final tent poles are erected seems only a matter of minutes when you pitch right in. This is a new style ranch house tent that has three full rooms for plenty of elbow space. In fact, it's so unusual that even Charlotte feels she must come and look it over. So, this is my home away from home. Screened windows, eh? Not bad at all. Donnie, with an eye to comfort, brings in his flannel-lined cotton sleeping bag. A sewn-in tent floor ends worries about things that crawl and creep. Zip the door closed, and you're snug and protected. Feeling that there's nothing better to do, Charlotte offers to help her mother. But what's so interesting? Aha! Camping can't be all bad, Charlotte decides. Gosh, she's coming over here, and I bet I look horrible. But she needn't worry. Dan Hughes really likes the outdoor type girl as much as he does the out of doors. He gives only passing attention to talk about fishing. Pleased at finding someone his own age as a campground neighbor, Dan gets so warmed up to his subject of camping and to his audience that he completely forgets he was in the midst of cooking. Uh-oh, now he sees it. Oh, well, nothing to do now but start all over. Mother is saved from worrying with a balky campfire. She finds cooking on one of these little stoves just about as easy as it is at home. Here's Charlotte again, and some changes have been made. She's helping enthusiastically now because she's talked Mother into letting her set an extra place at the table. After all, she does feel partially responsible for Dan's fiasco with his own dinner. When Charlotte sounds the dinner gong, even tales about the big one that got away have to wait. A colorful cotton fly stretched overhead as a handy roof gives today's outdoor diner welcome protection from sun or rain. Food never tastes better than when served out of doors. Bedtime comes early in the mountains. Donnie is sure of a full night's rest in his water-resistant cotton sleeping bag. He sleeps in warm, dry comfort. Father calls lights out, and the Bennett camp is plunged into silent darkness. Days start early, too, and a mountain sunrise heralds another morning. As day follows day, the Bennetts find they can enjoy the beauties of the park from the comfort of their car. Some of the park animals even come down by the road to greet them. But the best way to get to know the mountains is to forsake the auto for the trail. More than 650 miles of winding woodland paths beckon the horseback rider or hiker. On the trails, they discover beauty only nature can create. Bright sunlight, cool mountain air, and plenty of time. All the ingredients for a picnic. So the Bennetts and Dan pack a lunch into roomy knapsacks. Rippling rock-lined streams break the stillness of the mountain trail. The water is so inviting that father and son take time out for a little fishing. But no luck this time. Lunchtime finds the party at Laurel Falls, one of the more accessible scenic spots in the park. what better way to end the busy day than before a crackling campfire? Each day offers new things to see and do. Charlotte and Dan ride a sky lift to atop Crockett Mountain for a grandstand view of the little town of Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and the surrounding mountains. No trip to these highlands is complete without a visit to one of the beautiful man-made lakes. Fontana is typical. The boom in boating has made cotton canvas as much at home on the water as in camp. Whether used to cover an entire boat or as a convertible type canopy, canvas provides welcome protection from sun and rain. A colorful canvas hood is removed from the motor. It protects points and plugs from moisture around the boat dock and from blowing dust and grit on the highway. The young folks move out on their way to explore a nearby cove. The Bennetts are attracted by the roominess of this canvas-bedecked raft, just right for a day's fishing. Once at the cove, Dan sets out in a boat that's handy to use and lots of fun. It's a cotton canvas packet boat that folds up for easy carrying. Ideal for fishing or duck hunting, hollow ribs give it ample flotation. For additional safety, Dan wears a cotton shirt that automatically inflates in the water. Whether it's fishing or just having fun, water sports always provide an enjoyable way to pass a summer day. As a fitting climax to their Smoky Mountains vacation, the Bennetts go to one of the highest points in the park to watch the sunset. The breathtaking view leaves the Bennetts hushed and thoughtful. Such experiences are frequent for camping families. The close of the perfect vacation. Charlotte and Donnie are helping, but Charlotte seems to be looking for someone. And here's the answer. Dan has come to say goodbye. Charlotte willingly quits work. After all, a young lady must be courteous to her guest. As the saying goes, there's no accounting for women. Look at Charlotte resisting departure. Why, she was the one who didn't want to go camping. But the time comes when she must go. As the family leaves, Charlotte has to admit this vacation was a lot of fun. Especially meeting Dan. Driving out of the campground, they pass another family arriving. Everyone in the car is excited about camping. Well, almost everyone. Scenes in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park were filmed through the courtesy of the U.S. Department of Interior National Park Service.